to clean. And some taxes to file.
That ice single is coming.
Fine. All right, what we're going to do, because last time...
If Zev's not coming,
I'm wiped out. What I'm gonna say here is there are a number of smaller sugyas in tonight's piece. So instead of taking questions as we go on, I will finish the sugya, and then I will take questions if there are. So if you have a question while I'm reading, do not ask...
everything, or...
You ruined it.
No, he didn't ruin it. But look, at the very moment that I said, when I finish, you can ask a question, he asked, what's your question?
Are you saying when you finish each little piece, or are you saying when you finish, like, the whole thing?
But if I was saying that when I finished the whole thing, why would I even mention the small little pieces?
But if we ask it, like, in the game show Jeopardy, it won't technically, like, a question. You could say, what is...
What? That's a good point. So when I finish the small piece, I will say, are there any questions? That will be your lead, and that will... to ask a question. Okay. Got it? Okay.
Where are we holding?
We are holding. We haven't started yet, so that's okay. Chav Zayin Amar Aleph on the way bottom, and the Mishnah starts with Shofar Shenizdak V'Divko Pasul. So this is a very easy piece tonight, because we have a Mishnah, and then we have several brises that that really just give us one din after another, and very little question and answer, shakalavataria going on. So it's really not a very difficult piece, but I'm sure you guys will make it difficult. Baruch Hashem.
We'll make it difficult?
You guys will make it more complicated.
Stengel's not here.
No, Stengel didn't hear the whole hezber, so he's going to come and start pounding you with questions.
Indeed. Says the Mishnah, Shofar Shenizdak V'Divko Pasul. If you have a shofar that cracked, and you glued it together, pasul. It is pasul. The pashta says is that it cracked along the entire length of it, whether it broke into two pieces or whether it just cracked but still maintained its form is a shaila. But if you did glue it together, it's pasul. It's no good. Dibek shivrei shofros pasul. Also, if you took pieces of different shofros and you put it back together, that is also pasul. Says the Mishnah continues, Nikev v'sasmo, if it had a hole in it, and that hole was mishane, the sound, because of that hole. V'sasmo, and then you clogged it up. Let's say you took a piece of clay, or a piece of chewing gum, or whatever it is, you clogged up the hole, im ma'ake v'satkia. If, because you clogged up the hole now, it goes back, the tekiya reverts back to the old sound, to the initial sound, pusle, then it's no good, because then it's obvious that because of that piece, that clay, or what have you, that you clogged it up with, that clay was mishana the coal, and therefore it's no good. You need to have something, you need to have the actual shofar that makes the coal, and not something else. So that would be pusle. The imlav, but if it doesn't change the coal anymore, just by clogging it up, then you can do that and it would be kosher. Hatokei letocha bor, if a person blows a shofar inside a bor. We had this din before. This is the makor for it. The Mishnah says if somebody blows a shofar inside a pit, olotocha dus. The dus is a pit that is on top, that is over ground, above ground. So I don't know exactly what the English term for such a pit is, but it's a pit that basically it's an above ground surrounded area, and you blow the shofar in that small surrounded area. That is olutochat pites or pitas. If you blew it inside of a big barrel or a vat, im kol shofar shama yatsa. If you know that you heard the kol shofar, then you'd be yotze. Im kol havara shama lo yatsa. But if you heard a kol havara, an echo sound, that would not be yotze. Bechain, and so too, Misha Haya over Achori Beis HaKnesses, so too, somebody who was passing outside of a shul in which they were blowing the shofar, O Shahaya Beis HaSamach Beis HaKnesses, or if your house was next to a shul in which they were blowing a shofar, Veshama Kol Shofar, and you heard the Kol Shofar, O Kol Megillah, or you heard the voice of the Megillah on Purim, not on Rosh Hashanah, Im Kivin Libo Yatsa, if you had Kavana, then you're yotze v'im lav. But if you did not have such kavana, you are not yotze, lo yotza. Af al pi shezeh shama v'zeh shama. You can theoretically have a case where one guy hears it and another guy hears it, meaning they're both standing outside the shul. One guy hears it, the other guy hears it. And yet only one guy is yotze and not the other guy. Why? Because zeh kiven libo v'zeh lo kiven libo. It'll be tolui in kavana. One person who hears it might not have kavana and therefore is not yotze. The another person who hears it might have kavana and will be yotze.
We're talking about Shur, we're talking about Megillah.
Now we can take questions. What?
Yeah, well, we're not having questions when he's taking questions.
For this particular...
But you asked at the right time.
You missed the intro. The intro was, since we have short pieces today, I'm going to run through each short piece, and then I'll announce when questions. But I say questions are
You asked at the right time. I just finished the Mishnah.
What was your question?
I know by Megillah, if you don't really hear every word,
yes,
you're not yotze.
Yeah, you definitely have to hear every word. There's no question about that. Question is, if you're outside of the shul, you even have to have kavana. If you have kavana, hearing is not enough. You gotta have kavana. Lechora, you have to have kavana to have to do the mitzvah. However, we will see later, the Gemara in Chav Chesem at Aleph leading to Chav Chesem at Beis says, according to Rava, mitzvahs ain't sriuchas kavana. And so therefore, the Gemara is going to learn this Mishnah differently according to Rava, and it's not really kiven libo, latzeis, the mitzvah, it's kiven libo to be able to blow the shofar. You had kavana to blow the shofar for the purpose of the shofar. You had kavana to read the Megillah. We'll see exactly what the Gemara says about that, but it's not so pashut.
Now, by a shofar too, do you just have to hear the sound, or you have to have kavana to hear the sound?
You have to have kavana to hear the sound. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to say. It's not enough that you hear the sound, because it could be you hear a sound that sounds like the sound of a donkey. That's what the Gemara says. It could be the sound of a donkey. So you have to have kavana. It's actually the sound of the shofar. If you have kavana, the sound of the shofar, that could be good enough. We'll see what the Gemara.
Is that why the gabbai announces the shofar blast before each blowing? Tekiah, sure. Is that why that people should have a kavana before?
No, it's for him to make sure he gets
it's a good vart. It's a good vart. I would have thought it was for the tokeya.
Maybe for both.
Yeah, it's a very good vart. I never thought about that.
But Rabbi Milanowitz does something before the show. He says,
he does. Yes, he does.
Mind to listen to every song.
Could be. Yeah, it could be that high vahai.
So
like,
could it be both? So the guy who's doing it, it's like, I have to come on to hear it, and then I have to come on to what I'm going to do.
Could be.
So in these cases with the shofar and the Megillah from the guy hearing outside of the shul, does also the tokeo or the Baal Kori, I guess we should say the Baal Kori for the Megillah, do they have to have kavana that somebody outside who happens to hear also that they're being motzi them?
Lechora not. The halacha is that if somebody's being motzi somebody else, if he's being motzi somebody else, if he has kavana to be motzi somebody else, and there's another person in the room, the person who's reading it doesn't have to have every single person in mind. So the chora, even the person sitting outside, doesn't have to be included in the das of the tokeya, I would think.
Then why is it that I've been to certain people for Shabbos who go to their house for Shabbos day Suda after there's a kiddush in the shul, perhaps, and he says he's going to make kiddush at the table, and he said, who heard kiddush already? As if he's not really having you in mind if you already heard kiddush.
No, maybe he's saying who's heard kiddush to see.
And
because if everybody's heard, then he doesn't have to make kiddush.
I think we're making diukim on what Polonial Modi
said. Everyone heard already.
We're making a diuk on what Polonial Modi said.
But it's a similar idea.
I don't know what his idea is.
Then a guest comes
to your
house.
I don't know if he has any idea.
And everyone had it, but except the guest coming.
I don't know who this guy is.
You say to him,
I don't even
would you
want
like to make kiddush on Shabbos? Would you want to make?
I'm sure he's a good guy, but I'm not going to make a diak on what he's saying. As Rav Braun Spiegel from YU once said, do not be medayik. I am not a person.
You had a kiddush. Go home. Everyone's heard kiddush.
He said a line about whatever. He was leaving YU to go to a thing, and he said, I'm going to a place where halacha is followed, and everybody laughed as if like. And he said, do not be medayik. I am not a Tosafist.
Anyway. Where are we holding again?
I don't really understand
that. That's okay. That's a joke. If you don't get it, it's totally
fine.
I'm sure
fine. It is.
Okay.
Go. Tomorrow now?
Yeah, yes. Tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan. Everybody knows the joke already, forget about it. Tana Rabbanan. Aruch, if the shofar is X long, the katzro, and you decided to cut it down, so you actually shortened the shofar. Kusher, it's still kusher, as long as it has its required length. The required length, which we will discuss on Chavches. But not now. Oh no! Later on in this Amud, we're going to discuss the exact length. Yes. We'll discuss the length of the shofar, but assuming that it still retains its length, it's kosher. Gardo v'hemidu al galdo. If you decided to sand down the thickness of the shofar, so the shofar itself can have a thickness yay thick, you decide to sand it down to yay thick, so it's an ultra thin layer. You've seen such a thing, and in spots? Yeah. Kosher, it's still kosher. Suppose Zahav, if you were mitzape, if you coated it in gold, b'makom hanachas hapeh, where you put the mouth, pasul, that we learned before. Shelo b'makom hanachas hapeh, kosher. If it's not in a place where you put the mouth, it's still kosher. Suppose Zahav mebifneim, if you coated the inside of it in gold, pasul, then it's going to be pasul. Why? Because there lechore is a hefsik then. There's going to be a hefsek between the tekiah and the shofar. The sound will be coming from the gold. It won't be coming from the shofar. Suppose of the impossible mibachutz, but if you did it on the outside, then it depends. If you coated it on the outside, im nishtane kolo bekamoshahaya, if the sound changes because of the coating, then obviously the coating affects the kol shofar. Then possible. The imlav, but if it doesn't, kosher. I guess you would know is before you coated it, you blew it. It made an X sound or whatever. You were able to gauge the sound based on the metronome or whatever it is. Use the metronome, and it came out with a certain tone and a certain sound. And then
you coated it, got
a different sound. Pasul, same sound, kosher. Nikev, if you, this is the same din in the Mishnah. Imlav kosher. Nikev, if you had a hole in it, visasmo, and you clogged up the hole with a piece of clay or what have you, if the clay that you put in there now makes the sound revert back to its old initial sound, then it's going to be puzzle, because now what that shows is that the piece of clay is affecting the sound. The imlav, but if not, if it doesn't affect the sound at all, and the same sound that came out of it when it had the nekev is the same sound that you're getting when you put in the stima, kosher, it's kosher. Next din, nasan shofar besok shofar. If you put a shofar inside another shofar, fascinating. Imko pnimi shama. If you hear the internal shofar, the shofar within the shofar, yatsa, then you're yotze. Imko chitzon shama lo yatsa. But if you hear the sound of the outer shofar, you're not yotze. Why? Because then there would be a hefsik between the sound of the outer shofar and the inner shofar. There's a hefsik. The inner shofar is creating a hefsek. But if the sound is coming from the internal shofar directly, then there's no hefsek. It's going right into the internal one and blasting out from the internal shofar. That would be totally fine. According to this, the Achronim point out, it would have to be that the internal shofar that you put inside the bigger, the larger shofar, the outer shofar, the makom hanachos hapeh would have to be even. So you couldn't just stuff in the internal shofar and have it jetted inside the outer shofar, because then when you're blowing, you're really blowing first into the outer shofar, which then goes into the internal shofar. That would not work. You'd have to have the makom hanachos hapeh of each one, both the outer and the inner, or at least the inner would have to be, you'd have to be blowing the inner one directly.
Even though maybe the inner one is sealing the outer one?
Even though the inner one is sealing the outer one.
Where the mouth meet, you know, with the pen.
Well, then that lechora should be fine. As long as that should be blowing into the internal one. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Gardo, if you were megareid, meaning if you, again, you sanded it down. You sanded it down. Beimim bifnim, beimim machutz, whether you did it from the inside or the outside, kosher, it's still kosher. Gardo vehemidu al galdo, if you sanded it down and you brought it to its most thin layer, kosher, it's kosher. Hiniach shofar besok shofar, if you put a shofar inside another shofar, by the way, these are all repetitive because these are different brises, stated al-chora by different tanoim, so they overlap. There's a lot of dinim that overlap in tonight's sugya. If you have hiniach shofar b'sof shofar, im kol pnimi shama yatzav, im kol chitzon shama lo yatzav. Same din as we had before. If you're blowing the inside one and you hear the inside one, you're good. Outside one, you're not good. Hafcho v'tako bo lo yatzav. If you turn the...
How do you do that?
If you did the, if you turn the shofar
inside out,
lachora, that's what it sounds like. Lo yas, you're not yotzin. How would you do that?
Like a sock inside.
Like a sock inside out.
Yeah, but it, how?
You just asked a question. You just asked a question.
No, I made a statement.
Okay. No,
but you the didn't. The shofar's not thin enough to be
What? Okay. Well, so before we get into this, first of all, let's get to the two dots, and then I'll explain and ask questions. Gemara's gonna qualify this. Havcho v'taka bo lo yatza. If you turned it inside out, lachora, and then you blew from it, you're not yotze. Amar of Papa lo tema da havcho kiksuna. Not just if you turned it inside out like a cloak, like a shirt. That certainly is no good. Ela shehirche v'sakatzer v'kitzer esarachav. What you did was, you widened the makom hanachos hapeh, the thin part, you widened it, and the thick part, you shortened it. Even if you did that, that is still no good. My taima, k'derav masna, because of like Rav Masna, the Amar of Masna, because Rav Masna says, v'ha'avarta, you have to literally, v'ha'avarta shofar means you have to pass the shofar, you have to pass the kol shofar. But derech ha'avaraso ba'inan, what the Gemara darshans on v'ha'avarta is that it has to be that the shofar is blowing the same way that the animal carries it. And the animal carries the shofar with the makom hanachos hapeh this way, so you have to keep it that way. You can't extend the makom hanachos hapeh and widen it and shorten the makom where the sound comes out of.
So the tip when you blow and the outside that the sound comes out of cannot be adjusted at all?
They cannot be adjusted to...
Size-wise?
You can actually, that's not completely true, because what you can do is, the Gemara said you can cut it. You're allowed to shorten the shofar, so if you cut the outer and cut the inner, you'd lechor be okay. But you cannot take the makom hanachos hapeh, which is yay big, and extend it to be the outer part, and then make the outer part the shorter one. That you can't do, because it has to be the way the animal carries the shofar, which is... The way he carries it is that the outer part is the wider part is always wide, and the inner part is shorter part is always short.
What if you made the shorter part shorter and the wider part wider? Is that what you just...
I think wider part wider. I think that would be okay, because that's still the havarta. I think that would probably lechora still be okay. Now, how do you possibly do that? The answer is that amazingly, the shofar is very malleable. It can actually be, if you stick it in boiling water, the shofar becomes soft, and you can actually turn it inside out. It becomes like plastic, and you can actually turn the shofar inside out, so it's actually possible.
It's bone or cartilage? I guess cartilage is
it's not bone, because there's a bone that grows. We'll get to the Gemara later about the bone itself. There's a bone that grows inside the shofar. The animal's skull basically extends like this, and the shofar grows above it. It's an amazing, it's a pilek ploy.
Inside of the shofar, it's like stuff in there, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's skull.
Skull.
Skull. It is bone. It is skull. It is the animal's skull. So they obviously take this off when the animal's already dead, because this would be a little bit painful.
The animal would appreciate it.
The animal probably would not appreciate it. You would not be on his Facebook page, let's just say.
Relationship problems with the animal.
It would cause some minor relationship problems with the aisle. The next piece...
He says that, a note here, that certain parts of the shofar can be malleable with heat. Maybe not necessarily the whole shofar, though.
Well, you have to be able to turn it inside out, because the Gemara says that turning it inside out was shaykh, it was possible. So if not all the parts of it, or maybe not every shofar from every animal is malleable, but that's how it's done. That's how it's done in the...
Gemara in Yerushalmi says it makes it not kosher.
Yeah, I just...
Although the Gemara does not specify... what the halacha is in the case of turning a shofar entirely inside out like a tunic. There is a ruling in the Yerushalmi Talmud that is unfit, because turning it inside out nullifies the original cavity of the shofar. It's the rosh. The the commentaries and luck that decision add that if one blew it the show from its wide end, he did not fulfill his obligation.
Correct.
A verse is quoted in the Yerushalmi Talmud, out, quote, out of the straits I called upon the Lord, implying that shot must be blown from its narrow side.
Well put. The next piece, until the next two dots, we will go uninterrupted.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
So what do we say? Because we go with
from
the...
from the fourth wide line in the Gemara until the next two dots, which is six lines from the end. Okay? If you have any questions, put a little star or a little question mark or an underline, and then we will get to it. Tana Rabbanan. Or sorry, D-Bake Shivrei Shofar is possible. If you stuck different parts of a shofar together, it is possible. Tana Rabbanan. Hosef alav kol shehu, bein bemino bein shelo bemino pasul. If you added to the shofar, so it was a certain length, and you added to it, no good. Even if you use oso min, meaning if you use another shofar, so you basically stuck another shofar to the shofar, it's no good, you can't do that. Nike v'sasmo, if it had a hole in it and you put the stima, you put a piece of clay on it, bein bemino bein shelo bemino, whether you used as a stima, you used an actual piece of shofar, or you use the piece of clay, or what have you. Puzzle. It's going to be puzzle to do that. Rabbi Nassan says, no, not true. Bimino kosher. If you use the min, if you use another piece of shofar to clog up the hole, that would be kosher. Shlo bimino puzzle. But if you use clay, it would not be good. Bimino kosher. When we say bimino, it's going to be kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, not so fast, not completely. It's only going to be kosher bimino v'hushin ishtayu rubo. That's only if there was a very small hole. But if you had a giant hole that took up the majority of the shofar, that would be a problem. So you can't just have this giant hole that takes up the majority of the shofar and then take another shofar, a piece of shofar, and patch it.
Kind of easy, that like a fixer.
It could only be if it's nishtaya rubo, if most of the shofar is still remaining. Also, the initial shofar is still remaining. It says the Gemara Michlal, this implies, the shalobimino, that if you're using a piece that's shalobimino, then afopish nishtaya rubo puzzle. This implies that even if most of the shofar it still remains, it's still going to be no good. You cannot use shalob amino, you cannot use any piece of clay at all. Ikadamasi la seifa. There are those that learn Rabbi Yochanan's din on the seifa of Rabbi Nassan, who says shalob amino pasul. The seifa says, if you use shalob amino, if you use a piece of clay, it's going to be pasul. Rabbi Yochanan qualifies that. And he says, v'hu shenifchas rubo. When do we say that shalob amino is pasul? That's only if the piece that was missing is rubo, meaning most of it got, most of the shofar got a hole in it. If most of the shofar got a hole in it, then shalob amino doesn't work. But if only a small piece of the shofar got a hole in it, then shalob amino does work. So the Gemara says, Michlal, that implies, debimino, when you're using a piece of shofar to patch it up, afa pishenifchas rubo kosher. Even if most of the shofar got a huge hole in it, as long as you use mino, you're still going to be okay. That's the end of the Gemara. The Gemara now goes back to the Tanur Rabbanan, goes back to the Braisa. Back to the Braisa says, Tzipohu Zahav, if you coated it in gold, mibifnim, from the inside of the shofar, pasul. It's going to be pasul. Because again, we have a hefsik then between the coal and the shofar. Mibachutz, if you coated it in gold from the outside, we had this before, imnishtane kolam ikomoshahaya, if the voice, if the sound changes from what it was, pasul, then it is pasul. V'im lav, but if not, kosher. Nistak la'arko puzzle. If the shofar cracked along the entire length of the shofar, it is puzzle. That we had in our mission as well. L'rochbo, if it cracked along the width of the shofar, im nishtayer bo shir tekiya. So as long as we have a shir tekiya that is still remaining from this shofar, then if the shofar cracked along the entire width and it just cracked off, kosher. The im lav, but if we don't have shir tekiya, then it's going to be pasul. What is the shir takia? The kama shir takia? How much is the shir takia? The shofar has to be wide enough or long enough so that if you were to hold it, you could still see, you could have a little bit of the shofar jutting out on this part, a little bit of the shofar jutting out on this part. So lechora, it only has to be kind of a tefach and then a kol shehu on each side. That would be long enough to be a valid shofar. So if you had a huge crack in the shofar along the width of the shofar, but you still had that tefach, the kol shehu, lechora, you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. Okay. Says the Brice of Viter, Hayakolo Dak, if it was a very thin sound that was coming out of the shofar, or Ova, if it was a very rich sound, Otsorur, or if it was a very dry sound coming out of it. I don't know exactly dry or wet or thick or what, but these are people, I guess people who are in the know would know what a thin or a thick or a rich or a dry sound would sound like. At any rate, kosher. No matter what kind of sound comes out of the shofar, it's going to be good. Why? Shekola kolos ksheirin b'shofar. Any call that comes out of the shofar is going to be fine. We're not picky about what kind of sound we want. Shalchu leila abua d'shmuel. They sent a message to Avua d'shmuel, to the father of Shmuel, saying the following halacha. Kadcho v'taka bo yatsa. If you drilled a hole through the shofar, through the mouth of the shofar, it's going to be kosher. Your yotze. Says Gemara Pshita, of course your yotze. Kulu nami mikta kadachu lahu.
How are you going to get a shofar without a hole?
How are you going to get it? You got to drill a hole because in the shofar, it's the piv is closed off.
One piece.
It's one piece. You got to drill a hole in order to get So what is it talking about? Of course you're going to drill a hole. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says no. What we're talking about here is shekadcho bizachruso. You made a hole through the bone. The bone goes through the entire shofar. Normally what we do is we take out the bone. We heat it up in hot water, and we pull out the bone. So the bone is removed entirely from the shofar. But here, what you did was, you just took a drill, and you drilled through the shofar and through the bone, so you still have bone remaining inside the shofar. You have bone inside
here.
That is embracing.
You have the bone.
There is the bone, right? And the bone is going through. Normally what they do is they pull out the bone. But here, Ravashi is saying the chiddush here is, if you didn't pull out the bone, you just drilled a hole through the bone, so it's a very holy bone. Therefore, it's going to be kosher.
You know what they have now? They have those like circular drills. It's like this thick. Like that, and it spins on the inside of the shoulder, so it gets everything out from
inside. Oh, very good.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd love to have like a. At any rate, let's just finish the mark.
You might have to drill this whole thing out.
What?
You might have to drill this whole thing out.
I might think that if you just drilled a hole through the bone, now you got a piece of bone in there, and that's a chatzitza on the shofar. Kamash Malan, it's not a chatzitza, there's no problem. So anyway, I'd love to have a demonstration of this. It's nothing I'm going to get, but I don't know if there's a Baal Toker here who could actually, at one point, give us a demonstration.
What's his name? Zeltzer, Randy Zeltzer.
He's not here right now. You see
him? Right, Randy's not here.
No,
but
could you get him to another...
If you know Randy, then contact Randy. I know who he
is. You
want to
see how it's made, right?
I want to see how they did it. How they pull out the bone. How it's all done. I want to see the whole process.
You need to go to a factory.
You have a phone?
Yeah. A shofar lab for that.
Yeah, where do they have shofar labs?
How is the shofar made?
I don't know, but they have them.
Your phone will come right up.
You can see it's on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, they have it on YouTube?
I saw it.
Yeah, on YouTube, yeah.
I saw it. There's a whole thing called Shofar So Good. I'm serious. It's a whole demonstration how they do it.
Okay. I'm knocking on wood.
Don't back down.
No, we did Shokhle Labua. We did that. We did that about 10 minutes ago. We're going on to what?
That is a
notary
thing.
Okay. All right. Can we go on?
Yes, go ahead.
Shita, says the Gemara, Kulu Namin Mikadagan, everybody drills a hole in it. So the Gemara says,
Amravashi.
Okay, Amravashi, Shekadcho Bizachruso. You drilled a hole through the bone. Ma'udatema, I might think min b'mino chutzeitz that the bone is going to provide a chetzitza between the kol shofar and the outer shofar.
Not so.
Not so. Kamash v'lan, it's not a problem.
Unless
must have worked. No, we did a chazara. He did a chazara. Don't worry about it. We're now back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're at the two dots. Hatokei l'tol chabor l'tol chadus. You got it?
Got it. Hatokei l'tol chabor.
Atokei l'tol chabor l'tol chadus. V'chule. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Lo shanu ela l'osa. Again, the Mishnah had said if a person blows inside a bor or inside a dus or inside a pitis, if you heard the kol shofar, you're yotze. If you hear the kol avara, then you're not yotze. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Lo shanu. This is only true ela l'osan ha'omdim al svas habor. When the Mishnah says that if you heard the kol shofar, you're yotze. If you hear the echo, that you're not yotze. That's only for somebody sitting outside the bor. Aval osan ha'omdim ba'bor, yatsu. The people standing inside the bor, they are yotze. Tanya nami hachu, we have a brisa to support this statement of Rav Huna. Hatokei l'tol chabor l'tol chadus, yatsa. If a person blows a shofar inside a bor or inside a dus, you are yotze. Ay, v'hatnan lo yatsa. Our Mishnah says, you're not yotze. El alav, shmamina ked Rav Huna, shmamina. It must be like Rav Huna. That our Mishnah that says lo yatsa is talking about where it's talking about somebody outside the bor. But the braisa that says your yotze is inside the bor. Ikadarami luhum mirma. There are those that bring in Rav Huna as an answer to a shaila, to a kasha, to a stira. What is the stira? Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says hatokei l'tol chabor l'tol chadus lo yatsa. Our Mishnah says if you blow the shofar inside a bor or a dus, you're not yotze. Vehatan yo yatsa, but we have a braisa that says yotze, it's a contradiction. Yeah, okay. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, lo kasha, it's not a question. Kan lo osana om demasvas abor. When our Mishnah says you're not yotze, that's because you're sitting outside the bor. Kan lo osana om dem babor. But the braisa that says you're yotze is because you're sitting inside the bor. And when you're inside the bor, there is no echo shayach. Apparently. A little bit of a chiddush, but if you're inside the bor, we're going to allow it. I mean, you can't say there's no echo. There's an echo, but I guess the Gemara is still going to want to say if you're inside the bor, then you have a clearer hearing of the shofar itself. Like that. The next stuff gets a little complicated, but at any rate,
we're not talking about a sewer now. We're talking about just a hollow.
It could be the Grand Canyon. You know, you got this major you got this major hole in the ground that's like a bore. That would be like a have the same din as the bore itself.